Dictation for Douglas Hinken, H-I-N-K-E-N, November 2862. Address as a letter to Dr. Page, P-A-G-E, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, follow up for Mr. Hinken, who has elevated aldosterone with an nodule on the right adrenal gland, with hypertension, low potassium, responding well to aldosterone. Last visit in January, comes in person August 23. Denies hospital admission. Weight is stable, excuse me, has gained some weight from 207 to 215, although this is different scales. No vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation, no blood melena. No urinary changes, no cloudiness or blood, no edema, claudication symptoms, no major chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative, takes medications for his ulcerative colitis and sclerosing cholangitis, which is not active. Aldactone presently at 25 twice a day. Lisinopril because of cough was changed to Valsartan 320. Cough has resolved. Blood pressure at home 120s over 80s. Today 120 over 80. Standing 138.88, few minutes later 120.90 and 110.90. Alert orientation 3, no skin mucosal or lymph node abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no abdominal distension, no edema or neurological problems. Hence paragraph chemistries in August, creatinine 1.2, which is above baseline 0.9 to 1.1. Normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 58. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. No anemia. Normal white blood cell, platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hyperaldosteronism state, with hypertension, low potassium, and a nodule on the right adrenal gland, treated empirically with spironolactone, blood pressure improved, potassium resolved, no symptoms of cardiovascular abnormalities. There is a change of kidney function, which is not clear the etiology, as there is no evidence of pre-renal state or volume overload. Overall blood pressure in the office, predominance of diastolic component, but otherwise no other abnormalities. He is on equivalent dose of Valsartan maximal dose comparing to lisinopril maximal dose. We will recheck chemistries and update urine sample for presence of albumin protein in the urine, which is a prognostic factor for renal failure. There is no activity at this moment for ulcerative colitis or sclerosing cholangitis, no acute abdomen. He is not on anti-inflammatory agents. We will follow, end of dictation.